After spending 19 years at the Buffalo Academy for the Visual and Performing Arts, Ben Boyer took a position teaching music at Hutch Tech in 2000. 3 years later, the program faced serious cuts.
I went to the Buffalo News and I started to explain to them, you know, like, I have this program, and they wrote an article. The next day, the superintendent apologized to me. The principal, like, was afraid to talk to me.
Shortly after, Boyer's principal reached out to him to discuss why it had to get to that point.
The question is, am I saving it for me? No, I would have still had a job. Who are we saving music for? And it's for children who are equal in any area they live in.
Boyer went on to teach band up until current Hutch Tech music teacher Amy Steiner took over in 2016. The relationship between a music teacher and an administrator in the BPS can play a large role in a band program's health. Boyer says he focused on being seen, often making decisions without consulting with administrators.
If it was a teacher-parent night, I would just have the band there. They wouldn't even have talked to me about it. I would just say, oh, this is where the band should be. And I'd plop down on the stage, and this has happened for years with me. So I wouldn't have a lot of conversations with them about it.
Boyer also set up band rehearsals before school as a substitution for not having it in the schedule. That's something Steiner and other teachers have been expected to do today, and that's one subject that will be discussed in court. Boyer says he wishes it didn't have to come to a lawsuit.
Maybe they need some advisory help, you know, but because she's making an issue out of it, not just for her school. She's making the issue for the entire city, which is also pretty brave and bold, too. You know, she's saying, this is not just wrong at Hutch Tech. There's schools without music. How can you have a school without music?
High schools like DaVinci and McKinley haven't had a music teacher the entire 2019-2020 school year. And just like Hutch Tech, other schools don't have band in the schedule. Pending any delays, teachers and parents are expected to be in court March 18th.